All right, mister, it's time to come clean and admit it. You're a spy.
Oh, the drama. This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network on the Conspiracy Feed. The topic for this pod thread is class and session, and I'm responding to Benevolent Heretic, and thank you, Benevolent, for your input on this. I think you got, yeah. Oh, the drama. And yeah, quite a phenomenon. What makes this special is this is a case where the ATS staff said, okay, fine. You know, usually there's all these phenomena like traffic trolls and, you know, just people, you know, they're looking for the big kid on the block, someone that they can pick on and make a name for themselves. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that's what's going on here, but, you know, you can certainly understand why they might tend to think that when someone behaves in a provocative manner. And when you look at how this all unfolded, yeah, it really, there's definitely kind of a sandbox shoving match feel to the whole thing. But, you know, like I said, I like drama. Well, not all the time, but, you know, it's kind of nice to do now and then. And, you know, the way I look at this is this is one of those rare cases where the staff has said, okay, let's go ahead and take a look at this. You know, usually they don't bother, and that's the thing, and this is why. You know, if we did this all the time, we'd never actually talk about anything else. And then whoever it is that wanted to run us off the track could do it. So this, if nothing else, for all those people out there that think that ATS is suppressing and censoring by not getting into these kinds of little shouting matches more often, I think this is a great example. I mean, here is a historical example that we can point to as to why the normal policy of the ATS staff is so sensible. Still, I'm having a good time, and I'm sure that they're going to get tired of this themselves. And, you know, and so it will go. But, yeah, you know, looking at the, I've been studying the Cassiopeian stuff for a little while now. And, yeah, and I did a post on that. And I imagine that, you know, let's just say that, yeah, there are some pretty big differences in the way AboveTopSecret.com approaches things and some of its detractors approach things. And, you know, like I said, you know, I really like this, you can tell a tree by the fruit that it bears. Look at the different way we do these things. So what can I say? The difference is obvious. And I think anyone looking at the questions here that are being raised by ATS, by ATS's detractors, I think it's pretty, you know, when you look at who's saying what, I think it's pretty obvious, pretty obvious what's going on here. Still, though, I think this is a good thing. You know, again, I don't think this is something that we would want to do all the time. But now and then, it is good to just take a look, a little self-examination, say, all right, let's talk about this. Let's, okay, so is Simon an alien? Is AboveTopSecret.com run by a government, a U.S. government? Hey, maybe the British government, you know, it's an agency of the crown, you know, Simon Gray in Her Majesty's Secret Service, you know, or something like that. Hey, you never know. I personally think it's ludicrous, but I think that it's important as a skeptic to be open-minded about this kind of stuff, and it's fun. And you know, you're mentioning about you know, all the feces slinging. I just wanted to point out that we do in fact have a poo flinger, Mirthful Me, on the staff. Hey, Mirthful. So I'm not sure we're entirely free of that either. But anyway, I figure the way I'm approaching this is, let's just go for the gusto. Okay, you know, we got the links. We're playing the little Google bomb wars, and that's basically what Skeptic's doing here. He's our expert on how this kind of stuff is done. And there's little battles going on here, and it's kind of fun to watch. But yeah, I'm sure he's going to get tired of it. I'm sure the three amigos will get tired of it. I am kind of curious about what Simon's reaction was. I haven't, I'm going to guess that Simon is not particularly amused with some of the stuff that's going on here. Not amused. So, but see, that's just it, you know. I think you're absolutely right. When I'm looking at the stature of the people involved, there is a definite difference here. And, you know, some people, this is how they, you know, this is how they get their kicks or whatever. And, you know, and the thing is, I'm not even sure that's what's going on here. I get the feeling that there's a difference of opinion. you know, it's just push comes to shove. I do, though, I just have to say flat out, I've been investigating this whole business of some of these claims, the whole COINTELPRO thing. And you just look at the claims. Just look at the claims that are being published down on the blog there, and then, you know, the way this whole thing is being covered by Laura Knight-Jadzik. And Laura, I'm sorry, but you are just – your own words, are, you know, you I don't even know how to – I'm trying to come up with a nice way to put this, but your own words, you're basically saying – and I'm not talking to you. I just screw that. I don't want to make it like that. I'm just saying that what I have read, just examined in isolation, just the words taken in their own context – there's some problems there. There's some serious problems, you know, in areas such as rationality, logic, self-consistency. There's some serious cognitive dissonance going on just in individual articles. And then there is this whole business of all this inline quoting and copying stuff in and stuff getting repeated. And it's been difficult reading for me. And that's why I finally just said, okay, I'm done. I'm done. Anyway, I'm sure you're probably thinking the same thing listening to this Ramblecast. So I'm going to go ahead and close off here. But yeah, you know, we talk about this whole thing with the traffic trolling and all that kind of stuff. You know, I think I'll close with a quote, the actual quote from Andy Warhol. This is what he said. Quote, "In the future, everyone will be world famous for 15 minutes, unquote. And to that I say, welcome to the future.